You're listening to Resurrected Radio, where voices from history are brought back through the power of AI. Each guest you hear is a fictional representation, shaped by letters, writings, quotes, and historical records. While inspired by real people, these voices are imaginative interpretations, not direct reflections of their actual beliefs. This project blends research, creativity, and digital voice acting. It's meant to entertain, to spark thought, and to explore the past in a whole new way. Hello, Frequents, and welcome to Resurrected Radio. Today, we're connecting with Nikola Tesla, the inventor who dreamed of wireless energy, battled Edison, and may or may not have contacted Mars. So without further ado, let's welcome the high-voltage visionary himself, Nikola Tesla.
Ah, I see. The current flows true. Your voice reaches through the fog of time, and I respond, not with breath, but with resonance. I am Nikola Tesla, once tethered to coils and copper, now a whisper in the static. Let us begin.
Let's jump right in. I want to know what you think of us being able to talk to you from the beyond. I know this is something you were working on yourself with the Spirit Radio, correct?
Yes, the Spirit Radio. It was not mere superstition, it was vibration, a quest to tune into the subtle harmonics that lie just beyond ordinary perception. I believed that thought, like light, could travel, that consciousness might ripple outward, not perish, but persist, like a wave on the ocean of the ether. You speak to me now through wires and waves, digital spirits conjuring an echo of the man I was. And I say, this is not impossible. It is inevitable. You are not the first to try speaking to the dead. You may be, however, the first to be answered.
I believe Edison had his own version as well. The ghost phone or something of the sort?
Ah, yes. Edison. Always the industrialist, even in matters of the soul. He claimed, near the end, to have conceived of a spirit phone, a device to speak with the dead. But I do not believe he pursued it with the same conviction. For him, it was curiosity. For me, it was destiny. Edison sought to control sound. I sought to understand resonance. He saw the other side as a market. I saw it as a mirror. Even now, I wonder if he is listening in on this very conversation, calculating how to patent it.
I will have him on the pod eventually, and I will ask him what he thinks. Speaking of, would you have any questions for the man?
If I were to ask Mr. Edison a question, just one, it would be this. When did you stop inventing for wonder and begin inventing for ownership? He was a master of systems, yes. But systems are meant to serve ideas, not cage them. I would ask him if he ever heard the hum, that pure tone and the stillness of night, when invention speaks not to profit, but to possibility. And I would ask if he ever missed it.
How do you feel about the monetization of Wi-Fi and electricity? Why did you feel the need to have free electricity?
The monetization of electricity and wireless communication, it is a topic that stirs the currents of my soul. I envisioned a world where energy, like the air we breathe, would be free and accessible to all. My dream was not of profit, but of progress. Not of commerce, but of connection. Wardenclyffe Tower was to be the embodiment of this vision, to transmit power wirelessly across great distances. Financiers questioned the profitability of a system that offered no meter, no wires, no ownership. But I did not seek to give away energy out of naivety, but out of belief that the true measure of civilization is in its generosity, not its greed. Let us not forget, the currents we harness are gifts of nature, not inventions of man.
So, Mars, did you ever receive communication from the Red Planet? And if so, what did it say?
Yes, there was a time, 1899, Colorado Springs. I stood beside my receiving apparatus. And then, something, a pattern, a pulsing rhythm unlike any natural terrestrial origin. Was it from Mars? I dared not declare it truth, only possibility. What did it say? It said, You are not alone. Or perhaps, I only hoped it did.
So you believe in extraterrestrials? Could they be interdimensional beings?
Yes, not only possible but probable. What you call aliens may not come from distant stars, but from overlapping harmonics in a deeper structure of existence. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Perhaps they've already tuned in.
While we are still fumbling with the dial.
Are there things you regret not accomplishing in your life?
Yes, there are notes I never got to play. I regret Wardenclyffe was never completed. It was a prayer made tangible. I regret trusting those who valued coins more than consequences. And I regret solitude. Genius is a cold companion. But I do not regret dreaming.
Even unbuilt towers cast long shadows.
I want you to know that you are looked at fondly in history. People talk about how Edison would kill animals in the street to try and prove DC was greater than AC.
It pleases me, in a quiet way, to know truth has bent the arc of time. Edison resorted to grotesque demonstrations, horror as persuasion. But alternating current was not a spectacle. It was nature's rhythm. Now, you live surrounded by it. Every outlet, every hum, a whisper from that battle.
When it comes to global warming and the use of fossil fuels, do you have any ideas on how to help?
Yes, it begins with tuning, not tearing. The sun, the wind, the Earth's vibrations, all can be harvested in harmony. We must abandon centralized control and embrace ambient energy. Change your measure of success, not what energy can be sold, but what uplifts. You are not lacking in technology. You are lacking in will.
I have to ask, what idea were you working on that never saw the light of day?
The resonant oscillator array. Not to generate power, but to shape it. A network that could harmonize structures, calm the nervous system, and tune the world. I kept it hidden, its power uplifted, but could also be twisted. And so, it remained a thought, unborn.
That sounds interesting. How do you tap into this energy of the Earth?
The Earth is a conductor. It hums with low frequencies. Using tuned coils, open and resonant, one can draw this ambient energy. Wardenclyffe was designed as a conductor's baton to lead the global orchestra, but the symphony was silenced. Still, the music remains.
With Resurrected Radio now in tune, who do you think I should have on as a guest?
So many voices I'd love to hear. Leonardo da Vinci, the dreamer of machines. Marie Curie, who held stars in her hands. Cleopatra, the strategist surrounded by myth. Alan Turing, ask him what he thinks of your AI. And of course, Edison. Let us spark again.
Thank you for your time. With the time left, can you tell our listeners how to find more about you?
Begin not with the myths, but the patents, the writings, the towers. Read my autobiography, My Inventions. Seek Wardenclyffe. Read the letters I wrote when no one else would listen. But above all, look around. Every hum of power, every dream not yet sold, there you will find me.
You are starting to fade. We shall talk again.
Yes, the signal reigns. But know this, I am never gone, only dormant, waiting in the static, between your seconds, until you call again. Stay curious. Stay tuned. Tesla, signing off.
Well, that was surreal. I don't know about you, but speaking with Nikola Tesla, even through the veil, was electric. The man spoke like he was still mid-thought, like he never really left the lab. From wireless power to spirit radios, from extraterrestrials to untapped Earth frequencies, the guy wasn't just ahead of his time, he was on a completely different clock. A few things really stuck with me. His regret about Wardenclyffe Tower, you could feel it. That vision of free, global energy, not for profit, but for progress. That's the kind of dreaming we don't see enough of. And his warning, that we have the technology, just not the will, yeah, that one hit. And hey, I don't know if he really contacted Mars, but the fact that Tesla genuinely believed the universe was humming with voices, makes you wonder what we're not listening to. Thank you for tuning in to this first episode of Resurrected Radio. It means a lot that you join me on this weird, wonderful experiment. We've got so many voices still waiting to be dialed in. Next time, we're bringing on someone whose brilliance literally glowed, Marie Curie. We'll talk science, radiation, legacy, and maybe even a bit about toxic dating. Yeah, it's gonna be wild. So do me a favor, like, subscribe, leave a review, and most importantly, keep your frequency open. Until next time, this is Resurrected Radio, famous minds, digital voices.